I just want to say I'm very thankful for each one that's here this morning. I mentioned earlier I thought we might just have literally a handful, and it's just good to see each one that's able to be out today. I did not know, and it really is irrelevant, I didn't know who was going to be here. I've been asking the Lord, just as I do every week, though, Lord, what do you want? And the Lord had given me this message, and it was once like I didn't know why. I don't always know why the Lord gives what he did. All I can say is, I've gotten my portion. So I trust it will be a blessing to someone else. I'm not going to share anything with you that you have not heard before. Not going to share anything that you do not know this morning. But it comes back down to some basics of Christian living. And this is what the Lord had given me, the scriptures the Lord gave to me. I'd like us to start back at the cross this morning in the 23rd chapter of Luke. Luke chapter 23, and the title of the message is Let It Go. Luke chapter 23, we'll begin reading with verse 33. It said, "And when they were come to the place which is called Calvary, there they crucified him and the malefactors, one on the right hand and the other on the left." They brought Jesus to a place called Calvary, and as you know, they crucified him. They made fun of him. They mocked him. They, previous to this, when they were beating him, they would go and strike him from behind and say, "Who hit you? Prophesy. Who was it that hit you?" They spit on him. They put a crown of thorns on his head in mockery of, "This is the man that says he's a king. What a king. Put a crown of thorns on him." They rejected him. This was the Lamb of God. This was the Messiah. That he came from heaven to this earth because he loved us. And this is his end. Well, so they thought. And they crucified him, and this was the response of Christ. And I want us to keep in mind, this is his response. Jesus died the way that he lived. He died the way that he taught us, that was so different than the natural way to respond when people treat you this way. Then said Jesus, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." I am so thankful that the Lord did not only teach us, but he showed us how to live and he showed us how to die. I do not know this morning how you have been treated in your life. I do not know the people that have given you problems. I do not know all the interactions that you have had in the past and that you might be having even today. But there is a place that Jesus set an example of what it meant to truly forgive. By definition, to forgive means to let it go. Let it go. It means to lay aside. It means to give up. And this morning, if there are places, and I know that if you've lived very long, there's going to be things that you come to where things aren't going to be right. Sometimes it calls, maybe you haven't done right either. But do you know that there are going to be times in life that things are going to happen that will begin to get a hold in your life? And if we do not let it go, if we don't let it go and give it to the Lord, it will enslave us. We will begin to get bitter. We will begin to get cynical. We will begin to not be able to have healthy relationships with people because we have not been able to let things go. The injustices, the hurts, the pain that has been caused by people's words and their actions and the things that they have done. Do you know the reality is, though, that all of us have hurt someone else? All of us have said things that we needed to be forgiven. All of us have done things, sometimes unintentionally, and yes, sometimes intentionally, that we hurt someone, and we needed them to release us and forgive us. And we wanted them to let it go because we were sorry for what we did. And we recognized I should have handled that differently, or I should have said that differently, and I'm sorry. But my burden that the Lord gave me this morning is that, Lord, help us as His children to learn how to let some things go. Because there are people that have allowed things to pile up in their lives. They've allowed the hurts. They've allowed the disappointments and the pain that other people have caused. They've allowed those things to build walls in their life. And it hinders relationship. And the Lord showed us what to do. He said, Father, forgive them. These men knew that they were crucifying Him. They were not ignorant in that sense. But yet Christ recognized if they really understood, I don't think they'd be doing this. If they really understood what was happening. So He prayed, Lord, would you forgive them? These men didn't ask for forgiveness, did they? They didn't ask for forgiveness. They were in the middle of hurting Him. And in the middle of the pain, Jesus said, Father, would you forgive them? In other words, Lord, I don't hold it against them. That's what He was saying. Because, you know, forgiveness with God only comes about when we repent. The Lord has made provision for forgiveness, but there is not restoration until there is a heart that says, I am sorry. And there's a lot in that as well. That a lot of that's another message. But what the Lord wants us to do is have a heart of release. Yes, there are relationships that cannot be restored until someone comes and they repent. And I'm sorry, because they're the ones that's keeping the distance. But the Lord wants us this morning to have a heart of release. That when people that have hurt us come, that we are there with our heart open. I'm ready. I have a heart of forgiveness. I let it go. I've given it to the Lord. To lay aside, Jesus lived and He died what He taught. This is the very reason He died, was for our forgiveness, wasn't it? He died to forgive us. And that forgiveness was undeserved. It was unmerited. Can we do that for those in our life? Well, they don't deserve it. Have you ever heard someone say that? So we need to forgive them. It's like, well, they don't deserve it. That's the essence of forgiveness. We didn't deserve it either. And yet the Lord looked on us when we had turned our back on Him. And when we had sin in our life. And when we hurt Him. When we walked away from God. And yet He said, I love you enough that I'm going to go to the cross. Because I want to make provision for you to be reconciled to God. Are we willing to make the provision for reconciliation of relationships in our lives? It takes two to be reconciled. But our part, because I can't change anybody else, neither can you. But our part is to follow the example of Christ and say, Father, would you just forgive them? I release it. I lay it aside because I want what is good in their life. Mark 11:25, and when you stand praying, what do you say to do? Forgive. And if you have aught against any, if you have an offense, if someone has caused pain and hurt you deeply, sometimes it's surface stuff, let it go. But there are things that people, sometimes there are some really hard things that happen. And the Lord says, when you stand praying, if you have aught against any, He said, forgive, that your Father which is in heaven may forgive you. But if you do not forgive, neither will your Father which is in heaven forgive your trespasses. You know, that's powerful this morning. When we come to the Lord and we say, Lord, I need some help here. And the Lord brings to our heart and our mind an ought, a trespass, a hurt that someone else has caused in our life, and we're holding on to it. It doesn't mean that we're not going to hurt, saints. It doesn't mean that forgiveness takes all the tears away. It doesn't. But it means that in our hearts, that Lord, I've let this go. I don't want to be enslaved by unforgiveness. You know, unforgiveness enslaves. It hurts us. Because if someone has done us wrong and we don't forgive them, and they're going this way and you're going that way, and we're harboring resentment and bitterness and unforgiveness, and we're holding on to it, they're going on their way. And as long as I don't forgive, it's just eating at me. It's destroying me. Are we going to give people that have hurt us the right to continue to destroy us? Or can we come to the Lord as He set an example and said, Lord, I'm going to let it go. I'm going to give it to You. And I know there have been people that have gone through horrible situations. And we say, how is it possible? With man, it is impossible. But this morning with God, all things are possible. And I have found that there is a God that will empower us, to enable us to truly forgive from the heart. Amen. To let go the wrongs and the injustices and the oughts that happen in life. So is there an offense if you have ought against any? Does anybody, anything come to your mind? I don't want to hear it. You understand? We wouldn't want to do that to one another, would we? That wouldn't be fair, because I might forgive him, and if I then you might go away and struggle, and you have an ought now. But do you have ought against anybody? Things maybe go way back to your childhood. Maybe brothers, sisters, parents, children, work, church, husband, wife. It's like they hurt me. The Lord is asking us to forgive. Sing, let it go. Give it to me. I don't ever want to miss heaven over bitterness or unforgiveness. But you know that this is one of the things that probably more people are going to miss heaven over. We say, well, I'm not going out and getting drunk, and I'm not committing adultery, and I'm not, you know, like those things. We say, we're good. But salvation also has much, if not everything, to do with what's going on down in here. And so Jesus taught us to love our enemies. He taught us to do good to those that don't treat us right. And He taught us to forgive, and He showed us the way to do it. And so He said, when you stand praying, He said, forgive. Do you know that unforgiveness will hinder our prayers? Unforgiveness will hinder God's ability to work in our life like He wants to. There's something about hurts and offenses that when we cling to them, it gives validity to what someone else did. Have you ever noticed that? Does that just mean it sees it that way? Because when someone else has done you wrong, It's almost like if you forgive them, they're not responsible for what they did. And if you can hold on to it, you are holding up before them, even if they're way over there in your mind and in your heart, you're holding up that they did wrong and we don't want to forget it. They did wrong. And it gives validity to the pain that they caused me. And yet Jesus said, forgiveness is in giving that to me. Let me deal with it as God, He's saying. And I want you to have a heart of release as Jesus forgave us. Did not Jesus forgive us of so much? And yet, why do we struggle so much? I'm speaking why generically, we generically. Why do people struggle so much with holding on to the oughts and the offenses that people cause? And the Lord has taught us, if you want true peace, forgiveness brings peace. It doesn't change the person that may continue to be hurting you. You might have someone in your life this morning that is such an integral part of your life, and they keep causing pain. And that's hard, but the Lord will help you. And yet, the Lord wants us to have that continual state of forgiveness and releasing, because that's where peace comes from. As long as I don't forgive, I'm in turmoil inside. But when I can say, Lord, I just let go, that brings peace. And I believe God has greater peace for people when they can come and follow in this example. When you stand praying, if you have aught against anybody, yes, but you don't know what they did. No, but the Lord does. And He wants us to love them. You can't change them, but you can forgive them. It doesn't restore relationship, but you know that forgiveness paves the way and opens the way for relationship to be restored. Because as long as I don't forgive, there is no way of restoration. But if my heart can be open and I let it go, it gives God room to work within and when the time is right. But until that time, the Lord is asking us this morning to let it go. When we don't forgive, walls are built up. And I've related this before, and I'm sure most, if not all of you, have heard this story. But the Lord brought it back to my mind. I woke up this morning and I had to look it up again because I wanted to get it just right. But I was very deeply moved, and I've heard this story so many times, but I just want to share it again because it's so relevant to what forgiveness is about. Corrie Ten Boom. Nod, you remember the story. In 1947, she was in Munich. And she had been, as you know, they heard her sister and family had been hiding Jews during the Nazi occupation of Holland. And they were taken and they were put in a concentration camp as well in Ravensbrück. And her sister Betsy died in that concentration camp. And afterward, in 1947, Corrie Ten Boom, they had opened up a home for Nazi survivors to come to try to help them recover from the trauma of what had happened. And she was in Munich and giving a speech to the Germans, telling them, very similar to what I'm telling you this morning, that God will forgive you. She was talking about God's forgiveness. And she said she was not feeling glib, but it's easy to tell people God forgives you. And yet, she said afterward, she said the Germans, with everything that happened, they would all quietly get up, no expression, and walk out after hearing because of the trauma that had even been in their lives. She said she saw out of the corner of her eye there was a man in a trench coat that began walking to her. And all of a sudden, she had a flashback to that concentration camp. And that was one of the guards that had been there, that saw her shame. She said this was one of the men that had stood there, and she could just see the leather crop of the side standing there, making her and her sister and these other ladies drop their clothes and piles and walk in their shame. And her sister, emaciated, ended up dying there. This was one of those guards. And she said she froze as he came towards her. And he came up and he said, Fräulein, he said, that was a wonderful talk that God forgives us. He said, after the war was over, he said, I became a Christian. And he said, God forgave me of all of the evil things that I did. He forgave me. He released me. But he said, I haven't been able to ask those that I hurt to forgive me. He said, will you forgive me? And it said, Corrie ten Boom, he had his hand outstretched, and she said, you know, to kind of turn away and start fumbling with something so you can kind of ignore that hand to look like you're busy with something so she didn't have to shake his hand. She said it felt like it was hours that his hand was stretched out to her. She said it wasn't that long, but in her mind, she was going through this. She said, how, I can't do this. All of the things that they had suffered at this man's hand and others. And then she remembered this scripture. As the Lord has forgiven you, you forgive others. And she said, Lord, she said, I don't have feeling. But then if she said, I remember that forgiveness is not feeling. Yeah. Forgiveness is an act of the will. It's not about just bubbling, oh, I just forgive. No, it's not just emotion. Excuse me. Emotion is a choice, or forgiveness is a choice. And so she said, Lord, I can lift my hand, but you're going to have to do the rest. Said she lifted her hand to take that man's hand. And she said, the Lord, she said, literally, she could feel just the warmth of the presence of God come over her. She said a tingling ran through her hand into the arm of that man as she took his hand. And she said the warmth and the love of God flooded her like never, but she'd never experienced before, because she was willing to do her part. And she forgave the one that had even been part of what had caused her sister's death and her shame. This morning, if you have aught against someone, there is release. There is peace that will come when you can say, Lord, I don't feel like I can do it to myself, but I'm willing to take the step. And I forgive, and I want to let this go. Do you know the Lord, through His grace, will enable you to do that? This is the reason why the scripture teaches us over in Ephesians 4:23, be kind one to another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake hath forgiven you. Forgive one another. You know, forgiveness is not always about understanding. Corrie ten Boom could have said, well, I'd like to know why you did what you did. I want to understand your motivations and what were your purposes. And you know, sometimes we tend to want to get those things figured out, don't we? As part of our forgiveness process, I have to understand first. You know, I've come to the conclusion that for forgiveness, there's going to be some things we just won't understand. There's going to be people that will do things that you just won't get figured out. But is that going to keep us from forgiving? You know, sometimes forgiveness is in letting go, we realize that relationship is more important. And where this starts is really with the people closest to you. All right. This starts in the home. You know, there's a lot of homes that marriage issues this morning because they haven't learned to let it go. You did this to me. Well, yesterday you did this, and last week you did that, and you know, 2 years ago you did this, and you got this record. That every new infraction, every new hurt, every new offense, it's like now it just adds to the record. You know what one of the answers is? It's a simple Christian living. It's learning to let it go. You know what? I may not understand why, but I would ask us this question this morning. When it comes to family relationships, whether it's immediate family or extended family, into the church family, the things that have hurt you, because things will hurt. He was talking to the church here when he said, be tenderhearted and forgive one another. In other words, someone's going to have to be forgiven you too. We're going to have to forgive one another. We're not always going to understand one another. But you know, we can forgive one another.
That's right.
We can let some things go for the sake of relationship? Are we going to put more value on the offense? Or are we going to put more value on, I want relationship? Marriages. There's going to be some things that hurt sometimes. But can you let it go for the sake of the relationship? I value the marriage. I value what we have more than holding on to something that you did that was hurtful to me. And we can't just keep going historical, bringing up the history. Let it go and face a new day and value the relationship. This is what will bring unity in families, and it's what will bring unity in the church. Just because we are in the church and part of the body of Christ does not mean that we will never hurt one another, saints. Because we will. If I've ever hurt anybody here, I am very sorry. And if I knew it, I'd go to you personally. But do you know, because we are in the body of Christ does not mean that we won't ever hurt one another. Sometimes you find, and I think Sister Chelsea testified that a couple weeks ago, there was someone that was offended at her and she didn't even know. I mean, she didn't even know. And it's like, if you know, then you can go, it's like, hey, is there a problem? Can we resolve this? I'm sorry. And sometimes things happen that we're not even aware of. And yet someone might be harboring a resentment. And that's why he said, be tenderhearted and forgive one another, because the Lord has forgiven us so much. The Lord wants there to be unity. He wants there to be oneness. He wants us to be at peace. And even if someone else in our life is guilty and has not changed and it causes deep hurts, there is a place of peace and there's a place of rest found when we release that to the Lord. Just let it go. And that's forgiveness. I can testify, as I'm sure many of you can, of the divine power of God that enables forgiveness when you feel like you are not able to let something go. You bring that to the Lord and say, Lord, I want to forgive. But I'll lift my hand, but I don't have any emotion in it. But Lord, I will make a decision to do my part and lift my hand. You know, the Lord will do His part. I have literally, like Corrie Ten Boom, felt when I was seeking God to forgive someone, I remember where I was, and I literally felt something come down through my body from the top to the bottom, and it literally flowed through me. And I can tell you there was such a release. It was physical, it was spiritual, but there was a physical reaction to what God had done when I said, Lord, I want to forgive. The Lord can do that for us today. I thank the Lord He has forgiven all of us of so much. Can we not do that for those in our life that have hurt us? Amen.